This time every Wednesday, Pat Brady checks in with us. We talk about the news of the day or whoever he's bumping into or hosting these days. He's a former chairman for the Illinois Republican Party and a former federal and state prosecutor. We know Maria Pappas. She told us months ago she was going to run for mayor, and then she confirmed it again on Tuesday. She's just not ready because she's got a radio gig at WVON, which I was unaware of. And of course, she is going to run for re-election as in the Treasury Department. So, Pat, how does that work? John Williams keeps asking me. So she'll run for Cook County Treasurer, possibly win, probably win. And then at what point does she run for mayor? And can she maintain that office while she's running for mayor of Chicago?
Yeah, I'm 90% certain on this thing. She runs, she wins, and then she can run for mayor. Because, you know, it's February. They have the runoff. And then the next month is the second part of it's a runoff. The first part's kind of like the primary where you pick the top two. So, yeah, she could do that. I could see there might be other people thinking the same thing. But yeah, it's kind of tough politically to run and then have to answer the question from people like John Williams and you and others. Wait a minute, aren't you running for mayor? Why are you running for treasurer? And there are other candidates. I think they're going to face that. But it's been done before.
And those other candidates that we suspect are running for mayor would be Alexi Janulius and Susana Mendoza.
Yeah, but Susana's not running for controller. So if she's running for mayor, she's running for mayor. But Alexi would have to run again. And I see some coalescence around him from some of the business community. But it's going to be interesting. The mayor's numbers have actually improved a little bit, but he's still in way underwater, very unpopular. So we'll see what happens. But if you get, you know, the right mix in that first round, I could see where he gets to the runoff. And if he gets to the runoff, yeah, I think he could win.
And you have an issue, as many people do, with the corporate head tax that he's been proposing.
Yeah, fortunately, that got shot down yesterday. The issue for me, and maybe it's just more philosophically, is a more conservative, fiscal conservative. You never hear anybody talk about economic growth and what we can do to improve the business environment, what we can do to bring more taxpayers in here so we have to pay fewer or less tax. We never hear that. It's always about, well, you know, we'll just put a head tax on it, which makes no sense. It drives business in a way in a time when we need that base. We need to reinvigorate the loop. We need to do many, many things, but they don't involve in putting more cost. You know, Lisa, I was in an elevator of a parking garage a couple months ago, and there was a sticker on there that said 46% of what you just paid to park here goes to tax. 46%. I'm like, you know, I get 10%, maybe 15, but 46%?
Wow, don't tell the tourists, don't inform them when they come into Chicago. We don't need those signs at O'Hare. They'll quit coming because when they find out how much they're paying in taxes for everything from a hotel room to a rental car, they might think twice too.
Yeah, and that's the issue for me is like, can we just talk about maybe reducing some of this tax burden? Because it didn't seem, though, to scare the tourists away as much. I mean, downtown, you know, Michigan Avenue has been packed for a long time. It's more the businesses that we need here that are permanent, like in the loop and areas like that really need to be repurposed and revitalized. But head taxes are just a bad idea.
I love the parking garage owner or operator that decided to inform the people paying that fee, because I would have never guessed, Pat, that 46% went to taxes.
I'm assuming it's accurate because I saw it in another garage, but that is... You broke it out. I'm like, wow, this is ridiculous. But like you mentioned, you get a car at O'Hare. And if you actually look at your receipt, you know, which people don't as much anymore because you get them electronic. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, these fees we're paying. I think we're still paying a hotel tax for White Sox Park or Comiskey, aren't we?
Oh my God. Probably.
From 30 years ago. Yeah. 2% hotel tax.
Crazy. As a formal. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Tolls, right?
We just got a couple of minutes left, and I wanted, 427-1 yesterday, the vote on the Epstein files. I didn't think we could see anyone come together, but they did on this issue. Oh, the ball, is it in Pam Bondi's court? I ask because you are a former federal and state prosecutor. What happens next?
Well, the president's got to sign it, which he said he would. And then the agreement was, from what I understand, it's going to be she's got 30 days to look at the information and make sure that she's not turning over. There's a whole bunch of exceptions to what she has to turn over, like ongoing investigations, victims, things like that. So I think the next big fight is going to be the Swiss cheese that she produces, which redacts some names and doesn't others. It's all just a big political mess. And this is the first time I've seen with Trump that there's actually a split in MAGA world. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene and some of the other real strong MAGA people, really, Trump's had a really bad 2 weeks, including this and some other things. So the political dynamics are interesting, but at the end of the day, I mean, all this has been investigated, so I don't think anybody's going to get charged. It's just bad politics.
Can you believe that we are in a world now where someone of his stature in that office calls a journalist piggy?
I could give you 10 things right now that I never thought I would see, including that. I mean, but no one stands up, and people don't stand up to the people on the Republican side. I'm still a Republican, but I don't see somebody should be saying something, but they're not. And he is so trashed journalists, fake news. Everybody's bad. But I remember he called Carly Fiorina pig face.
Right.
After the first debate, one of the first debate. I mean, this is how this guy operates, and it's way below what the country deserves.
That's what I think. I know some people support it, and they're like, let him say whatever he wants to say, but there is a dignity that comes with that office that I think we all want to see upheld.
That Capitol building in the White House are hallowed ground as far as I'm concerned. I mean, that represents the best of this country. It should be. And to do the things that he does and the way he behaves, it's so bad. I mean, today's the anniversary of the Gettysburg Address, and you read that, you're like, wow, we've gotten this guy's a long way from the ideals that Lincoln talked about.
Thank you so much for joining us, Pat. We always appreciate the conversation.
See you, Lisa.
That's Pat Brady. I follow him on LinkedIn. You can always see what he's up to, who he's rubbing shoulders with. I suggest you do the same thing.